Oh my hand, Hula Bowfish, Derek Shapiro for Derek Shapiro Power Half Hour, Season 7, 2023. With a little love and some tenderness, we'll walk upon the water, we'll rise above the mess, with a little peace and some harmony. Hello to Somerville. I'm at Cambridge College here. Right behind the Strauss building here is the Encore Casino. There's Boston down there. Hello to January 2024, everybody. So it's great to be here on the Derek Shapiro Power Half Hour. Let's say hello to Massachusetts, Rhode Island, Duluth, Minnesota, DerekShapiro.com, DSSDaviation.com, VinnyTheBush.com, RivRadio.com. As well as openmindsradio.com, Spotify for podcasts, Spotify, Listen Notes, TuneIn, Radio Public, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Audible, Amazon, Amazon.com, Amazon Music, and iHeartRadio. We have Tropicana Danny, and we have Jeffrey Osborne on there for the month of January, of course. And then we'll see some other things. We'll throw some other things maybe in there for the month of January. But yeah, great show. Next month, we're going to have a great some celebrities. We're going to have two celebrities, February sweeps, you know. But today, Jeffrey Osborne and Tropicana Danny. Let me see, maybe any some other things that that I didn't air, but we'll figure some things out for filling. Maybe a new song by me, who knows, you know. Anyway, this is going to be a great year. January 2024 is going to be a great year. Me, Derek Shapiro, Power Half Hour here for the month of January. I DJ'd here, so that's why I'm broadcasting here in Boston area. Great to be here. Derek Shapiro, Power Half Hour. Let's get it started. There's the Highway 93. Over here on Thayer Street here in Providence, right now, me, Derek Shapiro, with my son River. And, of course, we have a special guest from Providence, Rhode Island, Tropicana Danny.
What's up, guys?
Yes. So, you are a famous TikToker dancer.
Yeah.
You, Kelsey, you're a former security guy, right?
It's a bit, huh? Oh, this is my own stuff.
Your own stuff.
So I make my own
music. Security Tropicana Danny.
Yeah.
Okay, so how did you get to have the name Tropicana Danny? How did it all come to you?
So the Tropicana, when I was in high school, back in the days, I basically built a car from scratch. Mm-hmm. I was into street racing. The car is basically orange. I painted it all in orange. I'm a Leo, so if you guys know about Leos, the color is orange.
What month is that, by the way?
That's August.
August what?
Yeah, August 6th.
August 6th, yeah. Okay.
So they have July Leos, but those aren't real Leos. August aren't real Leos.
Okay, all right.
But anyways, so I pretty much, you know, I built that car. I was moving to Florida. You know, I was excited about getting a Florida plate with the orange on it.
So what part of Florida?
Kissimmee.
Kissimmee?
Kissimmee, Orlando area. Mm-hmm. I lived kind of all over, Pompano Beach, Cocoa Beach.
But you're from here?
But I'm born and raised here, yeah.
And what high school did you go to?
PCTA, graduated.
From where?
PCTA, Providence Career and Technical. It's right next to Classical Central.
Okay, okay. So you're back here now?
Yeah. So basically, you know, I built that car. It was orange. And then I put it as, you know, first it was Crush, like the soda. And then I switched it up. I put Tropicana. You know, because Florida, the orange.
Yes.
And the car was orange. So I put Tropicana Danny. And then that kind of basically stuck with me because when I was in Florida, I was already known by all the car enthusiasts. I had sponsorships for big car companies. And yeah, so I kind of carried it on and branded myself as Tropicana.
And how'd you get into dancing?
I was born and raised dancing. My mom was a big dancer. Same thing with my dad, but I grew up around my mom. And then from there, I kind of got into the whole graffiti life. Met break dancers from there. And then I was involved more in the streets when I moved to New York City. I was a street dancer and subway dancer.
Subway dancer, how was that?
Yeah, it's fun. It's great. Different. It's kind of like a little war slash like family feud. Depends on who you're around. You know, if you're on the wrong train and someone else is performing, you're taking from their money.
Really?
And then also, it is illegal to, you know, make money on the trains. Sure. So, you know, you gotta also watch out for undercovers and stuff like that.
Sure.
But yeah, no, it's definitely a cool thing. It teaches you how to hustle, how to go about things in life.
And you mean money doing that?
Yeah.
So you put on like a tip thing on the
train? I just had my hat.
Yeah, like that.
My hats and stuff like that.
And they give you tips and
money. Yeah, you just kind of like, you know, you play the music, you go back and forth at the end.
Do you try to Boston, like a funeral hall?
I've done Boston. I'm not really a fan of Boston people. Most of them are a bit more on the negative side. So
Dylan Schnatter, did you hear that? No. He's my partner. Evans A. Darylis in Boston area.
Yeah, usually whenever I go to Boston, I try to do stuff with like the police. They're pretty cool.
Yep.
But I don't know. I guess like when you go more towards that way, people are a bit more negative.
Maybe now you get Boston fans through me because Boston, I used to live in the Boston area too. So
I have family that live over there.
Sure.
But I stay more towards like, you know, Providence, and then I go back to New York and then hit the Southern.
And you're 23 years old.
Yeah, 23.
23 years old. Riv, I know you had a question for him.
Yeah.
One major question.
You got banned from the work mall.
Yeah, so I got banned from the work
mall. Because you told all the kids in the gym.
Oh, yeah, because you actually danced at Rivers High School day before Thanksgiving at a pep rally.
Yeah.
Okay, and then ask about the...
How'd you get... Like,
so the ban basically happened... I forgot what day it was on. I think it was on a Friday. The day that I first ever went to your school... it was a random pop-up, and that was the first school that I ever went to.
Yeah.
I went to the mall right afterwards. There was like 30 plus kids that wanted to meet me there, so I went. 3 minutes in, the police officer approached me, as well as the security guards. They asked me my name, my address, in a very rude way, and I didn't give them the information. I told them that I committed a crime.
Oh.
He said no. He's like, but he wants me to trespass. Yeah. I was like, okay, so you can trespass me, but you have no reason. And then from there on, he tried to, like, touch me, and I just took off. I ran off. And then I ended up in the parking lot. They called two cruisers to come and get me from the streets. They came, and then it was two cruisers coming this way, and then there was a random guy in a Mustang, in a red Mustang. It was probably, like, in the 60s, 50s. He tried to run me over, and then there was a lady with a couple dogs.
Really?
That was about to let the dogs go, and then there was also a couple of like middle schoolers that had seen me that were running with me. I flipped over a fence, my phone fell on the floor. I went back to get my phone in front of the car, literally just like that. Pretty much after that whole like thing, they basically took me in and stuff like that. They arrested me. You know, they wanted my information.
Yeah.
I didn't give them my information.
Yeah.
So, you know, they had to find out, like, a whole bunch of stuff. I'm a Florida citizen. I'm not a Rhode Island citizen anymore.
Yeah.
So, you know, they had to go through, like, you know, the county and see if I have any records and stuff.
Sure.
And obviously, I didn't have any of that. Little did they know, I pretty much, like, danced and stuff. So the officer that was there that did take me in, he was really cool with me. He let me use my phone. He gave me waters and stuff like that. He didn't know what he was actually coming to get me for at the mall.
Yeah.
So,
this happened before Thanksgiving.
Yeah, this is like a couple months back.
I like the dance we did at the,
Yeah, so that was like, you know, I feel like the sturdy stuff because a lot of people
amazing,
like the dancing.
I like it.
Thing.
So, question.
Yeah.
So, you went to court recently for the Warwick Mall.
Yeah.
What happened at the court?
So, basically, they're still taking care of, like, the case. So they dropped one of the charges because they put me for vandalism and obstruction.
Why vandalism?
Vandalism because one of the security guards, he's a noob. He thought I broke the fence, and the fence is like really big. Obviously, I'm short. So I told him, I said, I didn't break that. You know, if you guys obviously do your job right and you secure the premises and, you know, you look around.
Sure.
Then you would know if something's broken or not. So... you know, they didn't believe that, and then they found out that the fence was always broken, so they dropped the charge automatically my first day of court. And then,
And you had a following at the courthouse?
Huh?
You had a following at the courthouse?
Yeah, so,
Kent County,
Yeah.
Yep.
So, basically, you know, the judge, he read the whole case, and he just started laughing. He was like, there's no way this is the case. But the way that I'm going about it is basically a little bit more, just because of the simple fact that just for dancing, trying to meet other kids that, you know, I'm not from Warwick. I don't see most of the kids in Warwick. You know, I'm trying to do something different in Rhode Island. I basically, you know, I want to, you know, gather information that I have from schools and stuff like that, kids that I interact with, you know, show love with. And I have made a lot of different, you know, like screenshots, and I put them in the paper and stuff. to show the judge. So I'm gonna go back. I think it's this week. Just to finish off the last thing, so they could drop, you know, the last.
You got invited back to Warwick Mall too.
Yeah. So the owner of the mall.
Gabedian, I think.
Yeah. So his brother, basically said he'll bring me to the mall, and have me dance, you know, in front of like everyone, like do this whole big thing.
Wow. What day? You know, what day is that?
We haven't came up with a date yet.
But hopefully in January, right?
No, it's in this month.
In December?
Yeah, I want to go see it.
Yeah.
All right.
December.
All right, cool.
So I'm basically going to, you know, do something like that. But yeah.
So you danced at Providence Place Mall before too, right?
Yeah, so I used to work in Providence Place Mall.
You were a security guard?
Yeah, I was a security guard over there. So everyone knows
me. Did you dance at the Florida Mall too?
Yeah, in the Florida Mall. You did? Jersey, at, what is it, American Dream Mall. A lot of malls. Emerald Square Mall, Millennium Mall in Florida, a bunch of malls. So in the start of it, I was just going to different malls.
So question, you being a security guard, the security guard took you out at Warwick Mall, right?
Yeah.
You being a former security guard at Palm Space Mall, what do you think as being a former security guard, you had to be in the secure in the mall, and then the security guard had to take you, handle the situation at Warwick Mall?
So there was no security guard that got to me in Warwick Mall, because like I said, I, ran away.
Yeah.
And the police officer, the Warwick police officer, he came up to me.
Yeah.
So when I left, like when I ran, away from them, none of the police officers, it was only one officer in the mall, but him and all the other, security officers, they couldn't catch up to me. So by the time, like, say we're right here, I was already, like, back over there at that second sign. So I took track, so I'm pretty fast.
Took track, okay.
Yeah,
so what dances do you look up to? Jennifer Lopez at all?
I look up to just myself.
Just
I don't
yourself.
Have anyone that I look up to.
So yeah. Would you, do you think you ever be on America's Got Talent?
If I wanted to, yeah, definitely. But I don't really look forward into any of that. Honestly, with even my dancing stuff, I never really looked towards becoming like famous. Like people say I'm famous, I say I'm not. I just make videos, you know. I also put business into what I do.
Yeah, I see your TikTok videos. I like it.
Yeah, thank you, man.
Yeah, it's amazing.
So how do you put business into it?
So basically, like most of these places, like I do stuff. This is my boy over there.
Yep.
He's the owner of Chinatown.
Sure.
I do business with them. Mike's Pizza, they own Mike's Pizza as well.
Sure.
We got Andreas right here.
Yep.
I do business with them.
So they sponsor your...
Yeah, so I basically work some type of deals out with them so they can get more people to, you know, come in through the doors.
Sure.
Right now with Chinatown, I'm helping them out with their, they're doing a fundraiser.
Mm-hmm.
Basically trying to raise up to $100,000 to give it to the, what was it? It was the children's, like, Hasbro Make-A-Wish.
Yep.
So they're basically doing that. So
and how you doing that? Like, how you gonna be able to?
So they have their own, like their own merch.
Yep.
So they'll be displaying it inside the store. But
and if they buy it, then it goes to Make-A-Wish.
So it goes to Make-A-Wish.
That is cool.
And they have pretty good prices. Like I know one of the sweaters are $25.
Really?
I have one of them. They have a hoodie that they're coming out with, but they basically give me the stuff. I usually just come out here and I dance whenever. We just kind of like kick it over here, so anyone that comes by, you know, we kind of bring a different energy around the city.
Okay, so can you give us a sample here on the Derek Shapiro podcast, YouTube? I mean, of course, this is being heard on Spotify and iHeartRadio, so people can't see it on Spotify.
Yeah.
But people on YouTube right now, here, River, you're looking forward for his dancing, right?
Yes.
Okay, so...
And I'm looking forward to following... You can follow my TikTok, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You have a TikTok. What is your TikTok, by the way?
Trapicana underscore Danny underscore.
And what's your TikTok, River?
My TikTok is at River underscore Shapiro.
Wow, look at that. Two TikTokers. My son and Trapicana Danny. And me, I'm a YouTuber and podcaster and cable show host. So, of course, how did you... I mean, do you have the same routine for your dancing every time, or do you mix it up with new material?
So it depends. Sometimes it goes into like if I feel like I want to dance.
Mm-hmm.
If I don't want to dance, then I'll just put in the routine that I use for different songs.
Okay.
But
do you have a song you play?
Huh?
You have a song?
I have different songs and stuff like that. I honestly can dance usually to whatever it is. I grew up, you know, break dancing. I've done ballroom. I did trot, swing. I did all those. I taught at Fred Astaire.
Fred Astaire? Okay. So yeah. Do you have any music to go along with this dancing?
I do. It's usually just on my phone or like anything that's trending on TikTok.
Okay.
That's pretty much it.
All right. So can we do is?
I can figure out because I know I won't be able to hear.
Okay.
The music. That's the only thing.
Okay. All right. I'm gonna put on pause. We'll be back. We're gonna take a break because we want to go close to a YouTube song.
Yeah.
So you can hear some music as. Your
this song. I'll put this song.
Okay, we'll take a break. We'll be back.
Oh, this song?
All right, here's Tropicana Danny. Another song? Here's one more dance song. Tropicana Danny. Tropicana Danny, River, Derek Shapiro.
DJ River.
Yes. All right. Thank you very much, Tropicana Danny.
Appreciate
you. Great dancing. Hello, Derek Shapiro here. I have two candies. I have this new Kit Kat chocolate frosted donut. I want to try this. And I have this new Dunkin' chocolate candy. I got this at Dollar Tree. I got this Big Lots. Okay, what should I try first? I saw this first, so I'm going to try this first. I'm going to have half of it. I don't want to be a fatty. No, let's see. Like Peter Griffin. Okay. So let's try the... Oh, it smells like a chocolate. Frosted donut. Okay. Pick me up a piece of that Kit Kat bar. Okay. Okay, let's try this here. Wow. This is good. Wow. Okay. All right. First time trying this. So good, the Kit Kat. Mmm. Okay. I give it a 10. Okay, let's do this. The Dunkin' Chocolate flavored jelly donut. Okay. Let's see. Ooh. So it's like a set of peanut butter cups. Wow. It looks like a donut. Let's try it. Okay. Wow. Filled with donut. I mean jelly. Okay. Yep, white chocolate with this. Yep, definitely tastes like a jelly donut. Wow. I guess this is a 10 too. I'm engaged to the donut, the Dunkin' Donut, and the Kit Kat. You can never go wrong. Peace out. Both a 10. So this is pretty cool. Bunker Hill Community College over here in Boston area. This is Bunker Hill is where they taped Good Will Hunting with Matt Damon and Robin Williams. And then more close to Boston. So I still have a Cambridge College. Because I have college September I do college places in the month of September. Then because you know everybody's going back to college. And I showed it on the Derek Shapiro Power Half Hour. But when I play Vinny Bucci, we talked about pizza, topics. Because he says pizza baby for the New Year's Eve bash. So this is highlights from the New Year's Eve bash that I aired. So we'll play that. They'll go right into Jeffrey Osborne. Derek Shapiro Power Half Hour, more to come here, January 2024.
The Pizza Baby t-shirt.
Yes, the Pizza Baby. Oh, so you could buy that too, right?
Yes.
So do you ever think about having a vegan Pizza Baby shirt?
No. I still can't wrap my head around the fact that vegan pizza actually exists.
Well, you know what?
But if there was enough of a demand,
yeah.
If I felt like there was enough of a demand, like if I felt like if I made a vegan Pizza Baby shirt, if I honestly thought it would sell, if enough people asked for it, yeah, I get it.
Because as I'm getting older, well, vegan's no non-dairy, right?
Last I checked, yeah, vegan is basically, yeah, they don't do dairy, they don't do gluten, they don't do any of that. Basically, vegans have no fun of any kind.
Well, I won't say I'm vegan, but I might have to say I may be partial vegan when I get older because cheese, I love cheese. Okay?
Yeah.
My dad, he can only have the non-dairy ice cream. Because the dairy, you know, lactose intolerant, you know? Yeah. And I think as I'm getting older, my body's changing. I can't have as much cheese. So probably when I get older, maybe 20 years old, I don't know. I might need non-dairy pizza. Who knows? You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
But, Vinny, believe it or not, when I had COVID the first time, right after I had COVID, I was not in the mood for pizza for a while. Is that weird?
Yeah, Well, I know when you have COVID, you don't really crave food or, you know, or sometimes they say you can't even taste food.
Well, I didn't lose my taste or smell, but I did not, like, I love pizza. Like, every day I went on the road, I would get maybe a slice of pizza, maybe every other day. It turned me off just to think about pizza right after I had COVID the first time. Like, when I got better, I did not want pizza like for maybe a month and a half or 2 months. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Is that weird?
Yeah, it's very weird.
I mean, I wasn't even craving pizza. Like, when I crave something, I crave pizza almost every day. Like, I had pizza today for lunch, right?
Yeah.
A 7-Eleven. But when I had COVID, pizza was out of my vocabulary, Vinny. That is weird, huh?
Yeah.
Hey, Derek Shapiro here. I interviewed you at Warwick Mall a few years ago.
You did what?
I interviewed you at Warwick Mall a few years ago with my son River. How you doing?
I'm good. How you doing?
Yes, how does it feel to do this classic today again this year?
Oh, it's great. You know, it's been 3 years since I've done it, so it's really nice to get back into it.
And of course, I'm On the Wings of Love. How can people love that song, On the Wings of Love?
I don't know, but I'm glad they do.
Yeah, by the way, I host karaoke. You should come to my karaoke gig, and you should come here tonight, and you should sing On the Wings of Love. What do you think?
I think I'm going to be here
tonight. Okay, but hey, question. Can we do that together quick? On the Wings of Love.
That's nothing, Mel.
What?
On the Wings of Love.
Yes, thank you, Jeffrey. Thank you. I love you. Derek Shapiro Show. Yes. Twin River. All right, this is the Tobin over here. Another Matt Damon film was done, the Tobin, was... The Departed with Jack Nicholson, but going underneath the tunnel, I shouldn't be doing this as I'm driving, but anyway, I want to thank you much for watching and listening to me for the Derek Shapiro Power Half Hour. Events going on 6 to 9 D Shop in the morning, Monday through Friday, on the networks of Derek Shapiro Show.com, Leading Channel 1, DSS TV Nation.com, countrymusics.yolisa.com, countrymusics.godosa.com, 90s 2000 2010 radio TV.yolisa.com, 50s 60s 70s 80s radio.yolisa.com, as well as proactiveradio.yolisa.com, proactiveradio.godosa.com, vinnytheboosh.com, rivradio.godosa.com, as well as openmindsradio.godosa.com, Spotify for podcasts, Spotify, Listen Notes, Radio Public, TuneIn, Odyssey, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Audible by Amazon, Amazon.com, Amazon Music, and iHeartRadio. Don't forget new gossip news Monday through Friday and Sunday, 7 p.m. GossipRadioTV.yolisa.com, GossipRadioTV.godosa.com, and the Proactive Radio Top 40 Countdown Show every Sunday, 9 o'clock in the morning. ProactiveRadio.com. ProactiveRadio.com. Thank you much for watching and listening for the Derek Shapiro Power Half Hour this month. And we'll see you for the month of February. Take it easy and bye-bye. Hold my hand. Who will vote for Derek Shapiro for Derek Shapiro Power Half Hour? Season 7. 2023, with a little love and some tenderness, we'll walk upon the water, we'll rise above the mess, with a little peace and some harmony.